Have your Bible turn to the book of Luke tonight. Book of Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24. I want to begin reading at verse 13. Very familiar story. And the Bible says, "And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus Himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holding that they should not know Him. And He said unto them, What manner of communications are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad? And the one of them whose name was Cleopas answering said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass here in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priest and our rulers had delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, then certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening. The day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them." I will preach just a minute tonight, if God will be my help on this thought. The way to fellowship. The way to fellowship. Now as we see this thing and we see it playing out, and the Bible says that they was two that was headed for Emmaus. Now these was two disciples, and you know the story that the things that had taken place on resurrection morning, that the Lord Jesus, He had got up victorious over the grave, and some folks had went down there and they had seen it. An angel of the Lord spoke to them, and He said, "He's not here, for He's risen." Amen. And they went down there to that tomb, old Peter and John, and they run in there and they looked around and they seen for sure and certain that Jesus was gone. I won't say praise God, He's not there. He got up, praise God, on resurrection morning. He'll never go back to the grave. Praise God, He defeated the grave and He defeated death. The Lord Jesus Christ will never be crucified again. Amen. We may want to crucify Him and bring Him to an open shame, but praise God, He'll never be crucified again. Amen. Praise God. He got up, praise God, victorious over that grave. Amen. He got up that morning. And these folks are going down the road. And now these are supposed to be followers of Christ. And the Bible says they're going back to Emmaus. And now Emmaus is about 7.5 miles away. And they're making a journey. I suppose that now these disciples of Christ headed back down to the house. And as they go down there toward the house, they begin to talk. Now they got a pretty good walk. Because God, I don't know about you, but to walk 7.5 miles, it would take probably a couple hours. Amen. So they're walking 2 or 3 hours and they're communicating one another. Now I believe it was a man and his wife. Amen. I believe it was a man and his wife. I believe they was going to the house. Amen. Praise God. And they began to communicate the things that they had seen and the things that they heard. Amen. They was beginning to try to put two and two together. A lot of times I believe we need to try, or we try in our human mind to put two and two together. But I won't say sometimes in God's thinking, when we put two and two together, it don't always come out to four. Amen. Praise God. When God puts two and two together, it comes out to one, and that's Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad today that we're serving a risen Savior, and He got up, and praise God, it's not complicated, but praise God, God come along and He made a perfect sacrifice on a perfect day in a perfect plan of history, and Jesus Christ was the Lamb. Amen. Amen. So they go along. The Bible says that they're communicating together as they go along. Amen. And they begin to talk. And the next thing you know, the Bible said Jesus himself drew near and went with them. Ain't it an amazing thing that when you get to meditating on God and you get to thinking about the Lord Jesus Christ, that He just goes along with you? Have you ever noticed, praise God, when you get to thinking on Him, praise God, He just shows up and just goes along with you. He's there with you. Praise God, He just kind of steps in real subtly and just follows you and just pray God. Well, He go before you if you let Him. Amen. And He begins to lead you, praise God. He begins to communicate with you. He begins to talk. That's what's happening here. So these folks is going down there and they're communicating, praise God, trying to figure this thing out. And Jesus comes along. And the Bible says that their eyes were holding, they couldn't see. They haven't had the enlightenment yet, praise God. They have to believe what the Lord Jesus Christ had already showed them must take place. He said, I've got to be offered up. Amen. He said, I've got to be crucified. He said, I've got to suffer, praise God. But they said, hey, listen, they began to talk to him and they began to communicate with him. And he said, why are you talking again? What manner of communication are they that you have one with another as you walk and are sad? He said, what are you talking about? What's he talking about that's made you so sad? Amen. What kind of communications are these? And he said, well, said, sir, you must be a stranger. You must not know what's been taking place up in Jerusalem. And they begin to tell the Lord. They said, hey, was this the Lord, Jesus of Nazareth? Amen. We thought him to be a great prophet. And we thought he was going to be the Redeemer of Israel. See, that's where they get for thinking. Amen. They ought to have been a knowing. Amen. Praise God. Hey, it's a no-so salvation. We ought to quit thinking and get to knowing. Amen. But they begin to say, hey, listen, and we thought he was great in word and deed before God. Great prophet before God and all the people. And he said, and the chief priest of our rulers delivered him up and condemned him to death and have crucified him. Yeah. Amen. He said, hey, our rulers has took him, our leaders has taken him and they put him to death. They crucified this Redeemer. He said, but we trusted that it had been he which would have delivered the redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. He said, today's the third day since all this was done. Amen. Can you just imagine the Lord just chuckling within himself? Amen. As he walks with, I think probably that's probably what he does with us a whole lot of times. Amen. As we're walking along with him, we're trying to figure him out. Amen. We're trying to figure him out, trying to explain to him, trying to tell him what's going on. Amen. How many times in your life do you try to tell Jesus what's going on? Amen. How many times do we rehearse our life before God? Say, Lord, you know what? You know this? This is taking place. You know, He knows what's going on in your life. He knows it. Hey, He knows the hairs on your head. He knows it's the thought to the dividing asunder soul and spirit. Hey, listen, newsflash, He knows everything about you. Amen. He knows everything. Knows what you need. Amen. Knows when you need it. So they're here trying to communicate this to him, trying to get him to understand. Well, I'll tell you what, they was talking about one that knew all about it. They was talking one that had perfect understanding. See, I don't have perfect understanding. There's a whole lot I don't understand. But, hey, there's a whole lot in that book I don't understand. But praise be to God, I believe it all. Amen. I believe every word of it. It's the word of God, it's true. But they begin to go on and they begin to minister to him, try to explain things to him. He said, there's a certain woman come and she said that we were just astonished with her story. Said she went early to the sepulcher and said, Jesus is gone. Said, man, the stone's rolled away. He's gone. And said, they was a vision of angels. They had to be angels. And they praise God. They said, hey, listen, it's Jesus that you look for. He's not here, for he's risen. Amen. 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 Said they come told us, said, hey, listen, listen, folks, you got to hear me. I said, Jesus is gone. And they said, what do you mean he's gone? He said, hey, said, Jesus is gone, praise God. The tomb's open. The body's gone. Praise God, he's gone. He's left. He's not there. Amen. Boy, I tell you what, I wouldn't have got some of these folks that still got Jesus hanging on a cross would get this. Amen. Hey, there's a lot of folks that don't ever get a cross with Jesus hanging on it. Amen. Jesus ain't hanging on the cross. Praise God, he got off. Amen. went to a borrowed tomb for 3 days and got up. Not only did he get off, he got up. Amen. Praise God. So these folks go, they're walking along, they're telling Jesus about this. He said, certain of them of the, were with us at the sepulcher, and they found it even as the women had said, but him they saw not. He said, the Lord begins to talk to them. He said, oh fools, and slow heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. He said, don't you remember? He said, you're being foolish. He said, don't you remember what the prophets told you? Don't you remember what God said through the men of God? You know, that's where we come up short a whole lot. Men of God get up there and try to preach the word of God, and we say, well, Lord, I didn't hear what you said, because we're not listening. Amen. But he said, praise God, when they begin to speak, he said, if you listen, God will communicate to you. He communicates to your heart. He shows you, praise God, the mighty oracles of God. I mean, he speaks to you. Praise the Lord. When he speaks to you, he speaks through you. Amen. He said, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and be entered into his glory? He said, didn't God say that this is the way it's going to be? That Christ's going to have to suffer? Hey, you know why? He said he suffered so you wouldn't have to. Amen. So that you could be pardoned from the sin that you live in. Amen. I said the sin that you live in. Amen. I said, we all sin comes short of the glory of God. Amen. But in order to be our heart's desire, Paul has told us to strive for perfection. To come out from under that envelope of sin, praise God, and do what God says. Live the way God tells to, and praise God. Jesus said, hey, listen. He said, I had to suffer so you don't have to. I'm getting the message just a minute. I'm talking about the way of fellowship. He said, beginning at Moses and the prophets. Now, he didn't just start that, praise God. He took them all the way back to the beginning. Amen. Beginning at Moses and those men of God that was preaching the word, that was trying to tell them the truth. He said, I know you didn't listen, but let me just rehearse it here. Let me just explain it to you. Amen. Now remember, they had about seven and a half miles to travel. A couple hours. Amen. Have you ever noticed, praise God, you get somebody in a car going somewhere? I like doing that because they got a captive audience. Amen. They can't get away from you. Get some old sinner, praise God. Amen. That you can't talk to because they just shut you down. But praise God, brother Aaron, you get them in a car with you, headed somewhere, take 2 or 3 hours to get there. And amen, you pray about it, praise God, and God begins to open the door. And then you get to just tell them, hey, you get just begin to tell them about how good God is to you. Amen. You begin to communicate to them just about the precious oracles of God, how God spoke to your heart, how God's leading and directing you, how God's focused and refocused you and redirect your life. Amen. Now they may try to tune you out, and they may try to turn up the radio above you, but praise be to God, if you get an opportunity and you can begin to expound the precious good of things of God, I'm telling you, it won't go out void. Amen. When you get there, praise God, you'll have attained 2 accomplishments. You have got to your destination, and you will have got to your destination. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I mean, you've done struck home, praise God. Hey, listen, the Bible said it won't go out void. If we do it from our heart, praise God, the Lord will put something there. So he began to expand unto them all the scriptures and things concerning himself. Did you know all the Old Testament is about the Lord Jesus Christ? It was all of it. You know what it was doing? It was pointing to the cross. Amen? The whole old book, praise God, it was pointing to the cross. Now we're looking back to the cross. Amen. Hey, that's the only way you get in. It's through the blood of Jesus Christ. It's through the cross. Amen. A lot of people say, well, the cross is not important. Without the cross, there's no salvation. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Amen. There's no repentance without the shedding of blood. Amen. No remission of sins. But praise God, when you got the Lord Jesus Christ, you got him making a sacrifice. They said he began to expound these things to them. And so they drew nigh to the village where they went. And he made as though he would have gone further. Amen. I'm going to say Jesus will never leave you or forsake you. Amen. He done like he was going to go on. You know what? I believe a lot of times Jesus walking on before us and we want to balk and we want to stop. And Jesus keeps going. He said, come on. Come on. Just keep following me. Amen. Praise God. He said, just come on. He said, no, don't stop there. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. Like I preached this morning, there's nowhere to stop. Right. Amen. There's nowhere to quit in this journey. We just got to keep going on. Right. Amen. Because we're following Jesus. That's what it means to be a Christian, by the way. Said we're followers of Christ. Right. Amen. Following the things of the Lord. But he says here, listen, he said, there's a way of fellowship. And he begins to expound upon it. Listen at verse 29. Now this is where I want to get to. For just a minute and we'll be done. Amen. And the Bible says, but they constrain him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. Amen. So the way of fellowship tonight, we begin to look at this and we begin to consideration. The day, the Bible said, the day is far spent. I'll tell you, we look at our Christian life. I believe for a lot of us, the day is far spent. Amen. We've went a long ways into this day. We've went a long ways into this life. We've went a long ways down this road of life that we're living in. The day that we're living in, it's far spent. Amen. More for some of us than others. The day is far spent. Hey, praise God. The day has passed. It's just about, we went from dusk and we're almost to dawn. Amen. Amen. We've went through the day and part of the night. Amen. We're trucking along, praise God, and the day's far spent. Amen. And we need that constraint, praise God, in our lives. We need that the consideration that day, praise God, it's far spent. The day that we're living in, praise God, there's folks all around us dying and going to hell. And we got to realize that the day, praise God, is far spent. We're running out of the day. Amen? What they were saying, they said, hey, listen, we're running out of daylight. We're running out of time to work. Amen? The day is far spent. Wouldn't you say it is? I believe the day and the hour we're living in is far spent. It's about gone. We have to consider the day. Amen. You look around us and we see all the things that's transpiring. I mean, there's things happening in this world, in our city, Asheville, that I never would have dreamed would happen. Amen. There's things taking place tonight, praise God, that I never would have even imagined just a few years ago. And you know what it is? It's because God's people have compromised. Amen. We've compromised our faith, we've compromised our belief. Amen. Things that used to be wrong, we're saying they're right. And where things that used to be right, we're saying they're wrong. And praise God, hey, listen, we're not considering the day. Amen. We only get to live once. We only have this opportunity right now, and we never realize, praise God, that the day is far spent. We're running out of day. It's time, praise God, that we pulled back and we considered, praise God, the walk that we have. These folks here, they walking along, they headed to the house, just like me and you. Amen. We're walking through this journey of life. We headed to the house. Amen. Hey, I got a little old place over here on New Stock Road in Weaverville, but praise God, that's my home here. But one of these days, I'm going to my home there. Amen. See, I'm just a passing through. I'm just a sojourn. Amen. I don't get too excited about what I have. Amen. Hey, as long as I've got, as these youngins are singing a while ago, I love that song. As long as I got shoes on my feet and a roof over my head and food for my belly. Amen. What are you laughing about? As long as I got that, praise God, I'm good. Amen. I don't need a whole lot. Amen. I don't need no big fine mansion. Because, hey, but then just a little while, I'm going to leave it to somebody else. And my youngins get it, they just sell it, split the money, have them a time on daddy. Now, I don't know if they'd do that. But most youngins would. But we're in a journey, and the day's far spent. We need to realize today, we need to consider the day that we're living in. We can't, and I will say this tonight, we can't go back and change the past, but we can make a new future. Amen. We can start today, praise God, all over. God gives us opportunity. Ain't you glad He's good? Praise the Lord. Ain't He glad He's so good? Amen. He lets us start, praise God. He gives us fresh starts. Amen. Amen. He gives us fresh starts. He gives us fresh starts with Him. He gives us fresh starts with one another. Amen. He does. Amen. Hey, praise God, when we mess up, God will forgive us and He'll help us make it right. Amen. He'll cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. When we ask Him. When we consider the way, consider the day, how spent it is. And we say, Lord, hey, listen, you know, I'm just an old sinner in needing of a Savior. I'm needing a Savior to help me. Amen. And He begins to minister to us in that day. But when we begin to take back that day, amen, we begin to say, hey, listen, this is the day it belongs to the Lord. Hello? Now, I'm not re-preaching what I preach Wednesday night, but I'm just saying, praise God, God makes them. Amen. He makes the day. And we're just children of the day. Are we not children of the dark? Amen. So we're living in the day, praise God, and we're living today, and we ought to be living for Him because He's that light of the day. And so as we begin to live in the light, we begin to consider that the day's far spent, praise God, and there's just a little while left, and we need to, hey, listen, you know, let me just explain it to you this way. If you're out this time of year, the day's short, and you get home from work, and if you're like me, you run in, you try to do your chores, you try to get the wood in, and you try to get supper on the table for the little wife when she gets there, and you try to do the things that you need to do every day, and the days are short, and the sun goes down quick, and it gets dark early. Amen. So you know what we do? Now, I'm just saying we got to consider day because it's far spent. So what we do, and I'm talking about fellowshiping with one another, fellowshiping with God. So we realize that the day's far spent. You go in there and you're trying to put on your water to boil, and you run out and you grab your little cart and you run out to the woodshed and you grab the wood and you throw it on the cart and you run back in the house. You have to run around through the house, unlock the door, open the sliding glass, take the wood in, throw it in the wood box, and by then your water's boiling over on the stove, and you run in there to the stove and you grab the water off the stove and you burn your hands. And now, you know what I'm saying? And you're trying to get done. And then you realize there's two or three. And you look out and it's starting to get dusky dark. Man, I'm still in the book, brother. Stay with me. So you're excited and you're trying to get things done. I know there's nobody does like me. Everybody else is organized and things just... But you get that stuff going, and you realize it's getting dark, and there's a couple more things you got to do before it gets dark so I can still see. Amen. Amen. Well, if we consider today that it's far spent, we would be in the same mindset in our spiritual nature. I praise God that today's about to go, the sun's about to go down, we're about to run out of light in our Christian life. Amen. If we'd get the same mindset, I pray God, if we need to be about the Father's business, I pray God, we need to line up with the book. And if anything don't line up with the book, pray God, chunk it, and we don't need it anyway. It's a hindrance in our life. Amen. We got far too much to do anyway to have hindrances. Amen. I don't need something. Hey, while I'm running back and forth, I don't need something to trip over. Amen. Amen. If I'm considering today, try to keep the obstacles out of the way. So when I get in, I can run in there and throw the mail down, throw my dinner bucket down, and do what I need to do. Amen. I'll make sure I don't throw my dinner bucket down in my way, or I trip over it, and make sure I don't trip over the old cat. Amen. I'll make sure I don't fall over Gus. Amen. He likes attention. Amen. I don't know why. Like all of us. But we realize if we consider the day's far spent, we're way into the day, youngins, in our Christian faith. Some of us are further than others. We're way into this day. And we need to consider that day. Amen. We need, because it's far spent. And once it's gone, we can't get it back. That's why it's so important. You folks, it's got youngins. Amen. It's important that you do it right the first time. Amen. Because you can't go back. You ask any of us. Amen. You ask any of us. If you don't do it right the first time, you don't get a second chance. Amen. Now we can get down by and pull up by our bootstraps and say, praise God, I messed up. I didn't do things the way I should have done. And we can begin to live a godly example before them. We can tell them that we messed up. Amen. And we can encourage them in their journey and try to point out when they mess up. Amen. I mean, that's good fellowship. That's good relationship. That's good communication. Amen. It's when we go to our loved ones and we go to our youngins and say, look, you know, what you're doing ain't right. I'm telling you because I love you, it's going to hurt you. Not because I hate them, not because I want to beat them up. It's because I love them. And I want them to see right. I want them to be pleasing to God. I want them not to make the same mistakes I made. Amen. I want them to go forward for the glory of God. I want them not have to look back and say, I wish I hadn't. Amen. I want them to be able to look. I want every one of our youngest to be able to look back and say, I have no regrets. I just went for Jesus, praise God. I realized that the day was far spent. And praise God, I was just, it is dirty for Jesus. And I'm not going to falter for Him. I'm going to stay in a good fight of faith all the way to the end of the way. So I'm going to consider today. It was far spent. Amen. I'm going to look at it. Way of fellowship. Not only does it talk about a consideration, day is far spent. But number two, it talks about an invitation. Number two, it talks about an invitation. He says, they asked, they told him, they said, abide with us. Amen. He said, hey, listen, the day's far spent. This day's just about over with. We about run out of daylight. We about run out of time. He said, but hey, they told the Lord, they said, hey, listen. Hey, they realized, they recognized there was something special about Him. They realized there was something unique about Him. Hey, man, He had done rehearsed the things of God. He was communicating them, the precious oracles of God into their mind and their soul. I praise God, they was beginning to realize and understand that there was something about this man that was walking with them. Something about this man was walking with them that was unique. And they gave Him an invitation. He said, hey, he said, the day's far spent. He said, how about coming and abiding with us? He said, why don't you just come stay with us a while? Hey, man, I tell you what, if we realize the day's far spent and we just ask Jesus, praise God, hey, so would you come abide with us? Or would you just come? We go for Him up an invitation. Praise God, say, Lord, hey, you know what the Bible said? He stands standing at the door and He's knocking. And praise God, if we'll just invite Him in.
Amen.
Amen. An invitation. But you know, He's a gentleman. He'll not bust in. Amen. He'll not force His way in. But praise God, if we'll open the door, He said, I'll come in to you. Amen. Glory to God. I don't know if that helps you. Every time I say that, it helps me. Amen. He comes. He said, I come in to you. Praise God. He comes in. Hey, listen. He came in to me. He said, the Holy Ghost, God lives in my heart. He's part of me. Amen. He said, hey, listen, I give Him that invitation. I said, come in. These folks, they said, hey, listen. He said, today's far spent. It's about gone. He said, why don't you come in? Amen. Pray God, if we just invite Him in, folks. Amen. That's all we got to do, just invite Him in. Oh, He'll gladly come. He'll pretend like He's going to go on. Because He's a gentleman. He won't intrude on us. He won't bust down the door of our life and come in. And praise God, if we'll open it, He'll gladly come inside. Amen. Hey, now let me rephrase it. He longs to come inside. Amen. He desires with a strong desire, an urgent desire to come inside. Amen. So they said, the day's far spent. Said they offered the invitation. They said, would you abide with us? Now abide means to come in. It means to stay a while. You know, I told you the Holy Ghost of God, He comes into us and He dwells in us. That means He kicks off His shoes and He stays. Amen. He makes His abode. Praise God. That's what He does. Well, see, that's what they're talking about here. Say, hey, listen, you need to just come stay with us a while. Amen. You need to come into us. You need to make your abode with us a while. They offered an invitation. Amen. Then the Bible says, number three, that they constrain Him. Amen. They constrain Him. That's that urgent request. Amen. Hey, not only did they invite Him in, but the Bible tells us here, He says that that was an urgent request. He said, hey, it's not that, could you come be with us? It said, please come be with us. Please come spend some time with us. Please continue the journey with us. Please don't leave us now. Please stay with us a while. Boy, if we could ever realize the day's spent, praise God, and we can ask the Lord to come and abide with us, and we can say, please, an urgent plea, say, God, please come stay with us. Please don't leave us. Please don't forsake us. Amen. He likes to be desired. Amen. The world don't desire Him. The world, hey, listen, the world has got to where it hates Jesus. Amen. You can preach. You can preach about God. You can preach about Allah. You can preach anything you want to preach. You can magnify any God you want to. But you don't mention the name of Jesus. Jesus tears the world up. Amen? They can't stand the name of Jesus. Why? Because just that name brings conviction. Amen. The very nature of men, are you listening? The very nature of men and women today, praise God, recognize the name of Jesus. Amen. It's ingrained in us to know Him. Amen. He manifests Himself to us. And He manifests Himself through us. Amen. So when we mention that name of Jesus, it tears them up. But he said, when we invite Him in and we have an urgent desire, when we plead, say, praise God. I need Your presence in me. I need You, praise God, You to manifest Yourself to me all the days of my life. I don't want You to leave. I don't want You to go on without me. And I don't want to go on without You. I need You, praise God, in my life. I need You in my walk. I need You in my talk. Amen. I need You in everything that I am. The very aspect, every aspect of me, I need Him to be part of. Amen. If not, I'm going to let Him down. But pray God, when the essence of God is in you, amen. When He's abiding in and you've got that urgent request, you say, Lord, I just need You to constrain Him and say, Lord, I just need You to just move into me and abide with me. Amen. I need You to. I want You to. I long for You to. Amen. I don't know about you. I'd like to have every service like it was this morning. Amen. And the reason we don't have Him, praise God, we don't have that abiding presence. I think we try to leave Jesus at home. Amen. We try to leave the Holy Ghost of God outside. Praise God, if He's in us, praise God, He comes out. We just got to realize, praise God, it's a good day. God's give it to us. And praise God, just praise the Lord. And be glad in it. Amen. That's what God wants us to do. That's His desire. But He said you have an urgent desire, an urgent request for the Lord. And the Bible says they was resolved, and I'm about done. It said they was resolved. The Bible said He went in to tarry with them. The results. You know whenever we become before God, and we come in this way. I mean, I'm talking about a way of fellowship. When we're desiring to fellowship with God, number one, we get an urgent desire to get things out of the way, things that was hinder our relationship. You know, we do that. We do that in our Christian life. If there's things in our life, praise God, it's a hindrance from between us and a brother, then we try to make those right so we don't break the fellowship. Because what the Bible says that we keep that unity in the house of God. And so when we try to keep that fellowship, we try to keep that unity, praise God, that we do the same thing with the Lord. We get the things out of the way, praise God, so we can have that unity, that fellowship with God. Amen. The way of fellowship. So when we consider what's going on, we offer an invitation with an urgent request. We expect a result. Amen. The result is that He'll come in. I said He went in to tarry with them. Amen. Said Jesus was the one that's walking with them. Said He went in because of that urgent request. Because they said, hey, listen, hey, offer an invitation. And they said, come bide with us. We really want you to. You know what Bob said? He said, he went in to tarry with them. He went in. Hey, amen, praise God. He went in there. And I can just see it in my mind's eye. You know, they go. And the Bible says in the day that they were living, they would go down to the house and they would go in and they'd get a pan of water. And they would come out there. And when they had a guest, they would set him down and they would wash his feet. Amen. Then they would wash their own, and then they would set the table. And I could just see in my mind's eyes, I thought about this the other day when I was reading through this, and he came and he sat down, and they washed his feet and didn't even know whose feet they were washing. Amen. Didn't even realize that they was washing the feet of the Savior. Amen. Their eyes was blinded. Amen. But I could just see them as they pulled up to the table. I mean, they should have seen those nail-scarred feet. Amen. They should have recognized those holes in those feet. But I wonder how many of us in our Christian life, how many of us in our life, praise God, we go day by day and we never think about those nail-scarred feet. Amen. Amen. As they pulled his garment up and he wrapped it around, they should have noticed that piercing side. But they wasn't paying no attention to that piercing side. I wonder how many of us never think about that piercing side. But I got to reading on over there, Brother Jeff. I didn't read it all for sake of time. But I got to reading over there that they said he come in to tarry with them. And they said, I can just see him in vision of my mind's eye. Like a brother said there yesterday morning on the broadcast, it don't say it in here, but I can see it. Amen. Amen. And I can see as he sets down the table and they bring out the bread and the drink. And they ask him, they said, boy, this fella knows the word. He must have, it's just like he's got a special connection with God. And he's come in to tarry with us. He's a guest in the house. And so they sit down across from him. I can just see this man and Cleopas and his wife as they pull up there to the table. And Jesus is sitting on the other side. And they set that meat, that bread, and drank there before him. And they said, sir, would you do us the honor of blessing what we the little bit we have? And I can just see in my mind's eye, as Jesus said, sure, I'd be glad to. And I can see as he reaches out with them hands and he takes that loaf of bread and he pulls it to himself. And glory to God, as he begins to pray and he begins to break the bread, all of a sudden them eyes they were holding, they said, praise God, the blinders come off. And they didn't see those nail-scarred feet. They didn't see that piercing sight. But praise God, all of a sudden they see those piercing hands. Glory to God, they recognize it. They say, could this be the Messiah? Could this be the Lord? And as they was pondering, as they was communicating in their minds all of a sudden, and they sat there a few minutes. Can you just imagine that little husband, that little wife? They thinking, they said, you know what? We just been, for 7.5 miles, we've been a talking with God. Amen. We've been talking with a risen Savior, Jesus. We was telling Him our problems. And yet, it just amazed that He had the answers. And I can see old Cleopas saying to me, he said, honey, he said, we got to go tell the disciples. Amen. We got to go share with somebody. We got to tell somebody about this Jesus. He came in to tarry with us. He came in, he sat at our table and he broke bread and said, we seen those nail-scarred hands and our eyes was open. Honey, we need to go tell them that it was that Jesus that hung on the cross. It was that Jesus that got up. It was that Jesus that's walking around. We got to tell them that it's Jesus. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. And the Bible says that they get up and they truck it back to town. The man's story goes, they got back town and they went in there and the disciples, 10 of the disciples in there, and they run in there and they say, hey, you ain't going to believe this. We were walking along and we were discussing what taking place here in Jerusalem. And as we was discussing it, there was a man fell in with us. And we didn't even recognize who he was till we got to the house. Amen. He said we offered him an invitation to stay with us a while, to come in and abide with us. Amen. We gave him the invitation, said he came in to tarry with us. And while we were sitting at the table, after we had washed his feet and girded him about, when he put his hands on the bread, said, you ain't going to believe this. We seen those nail-scarred hands. Said, we walked with Jesus. And we talked with Jesus. And we broke bread with Jesus. He said, man, you may think we're crazy, but we did. That's what happened. Amen. We seen it. Praise God. What a blessing. And the Bible says why they were still talking, why they were still expanding what happened to them. Jesus showed up. Amen. Jesus, they looked around and there he was. Ain't it amazing when we get to recognize him and we get to praise him and we get to honor him and we get to knowing that he's in the place. He shows up. He shows up. The way to fellowship is to see Jesus, to hear Jesus, to recognize Jesus. The way to fellowship, amen. Perfect fellowship, amen, is to see Jesus.